Right now, though, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Wertman. Judy, the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy, and also Before Her Voice Was Still. And right now, let's bring in Dr. Wertman. And we hope you survived the beginning, the onslaught of American holidays. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Well, I must say that the decorations went up, you know, a few days before Thanksgiving, but it's very pretty because, of course, the sun sets at an unconscionably early hour, like 3:30, quarter four, but it's nice to see the lights on inside the stores and all the decorations. So it really isn't that bad. And today's a beautiful day. Sun is shining.
Where?
Not we'll here.
Take it. Not here. Do you ever think that, you know, with the whole food for mood thing, you're sitting there saying, "That's all right. We're doing, you know, we're in good shape. The sun is shining. You're going to feel cheerful." And
well, everybody says cheerful until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then
it's ridiculous.
Oh, I just put on my pajamas and go to bed.
No, it is ridiculous.
But it happens every year, Jill. So we should be used to it by now.
But isn't
unless you move to the equator.
But isn't it funny how you? I happened to notice this yesterday because it does get dark. It's getting dark. You can feel the shift right around 3:20, and it just seems as though the energy just goes complete. The energy just goes away.
Well, it's a very good point. You really have to make a conscious effort, not just reflect, a conscious effort to say, okay, look at the clock, and it's 4 o'clock. I know it's dark outside, or it's 4:30. It's very dark outside, but it's only 4:30, and in July, that would be, maybe after a late lunch or something, and you have 4 more hours of sunshine and light to do whatever you want to do, working, you know, recreation,
yeah,
taking a walk, seeing friends, whatever. And I think we really have to force ourselves into saying, look at the clock, you know, the clock on the clock on your cell phone, not your biological clock. Don't pay it just because your body says, it's time to get into your pajamas and into bed. It's not. And you know, we can't waste our life, you know, sleeping just because it's wintertime. I mean, the bears do it, but we're not hibernating.
No, and I think that people just need to be far more proactive. I hate that word, but I'm really sorry. But just far more involved in their own body. We have apparently become such a reactive society, and it's so inefficient because there are things that you can do. You can look at the clock and know that it's coming and get up and have a snack. There are definitely things you could do if you are so inclined. But most people just want to sort of sit there.
And actually, it sort of ties into what I was writing about this week, which is, you know, using certain devices to motivate you to pay attention to what is good for your body and good for your health. I mean, for example, if you have been wearing one of those devices that track your activity for a year, you know, it'd be interesting to go back if you have records and see, well, how much walking, how much activity did you do in July, August, and September, and what are you doing now? Because people may find that there's a considerable drop-off in their amount of physical activity, because not just because it's cold out, but because the darkness makes them want to really restrict what they're doing, and they don't go out socially because it's dark or it's cold, and they certainly don't go out for a walk at 7 o'clock at night because it's been dark for a couple of hours. And the other thing that might be interesting is to sit and look at what you've been eating, because it could be, again, that in the summertime you were very happy, you know, with salads and fish, or maybe, you know, some lean protein, and you really did not find yourself snacking that much. And now, as you suggested, you know, you're finding at 4 o'clock in the afternoon you really want to have a snack, and really a substantial snack. And okay, that's fine, but you don't calibrate those calories when considering what you're having for dinner a couple of hours later. And it would be, you know, so many people have these apps, you know, that's what I was writing about, to track, if they're willing to do so, what they're eating. They might be able to, as you suggest, look at the differences and then say, okay, look what I'm doing. I don't have to eat this much food. I'm exercising much less. Maybe I ought to make a calculation here, and either I eat less food because I'm moving less, or I start moving more, or, you know, I take some means to prevent myself from gaining weight. And I don't think people realize the power of some of these apps if they use them. And that's really the point. You know, nowadays people are giving gifts to themselves or to other people. You know, the bracelets and the watches and, you know, the apps that you can use to track literally every aspect of your waking hours and also your sleeping hours, because it tracks how much sleep you get and how restless or restful the sleep is. And there have been some studies showing quite clearly that if people engage in some of these online programs through their cell phone or through their computer, that they really lose weight with the same success as people who, you know, get themselves up and go off to a Weight Watchers meeting or some other kind of meeting or see a personal weight loss counselor, you know, and get the behavioral information and the information about the diet and what have you eaten this past week and your exercise information. People do just as well using an app that really has a comprehensive program. But studies also showed that if you're not being successful on this program, if, you know, you've been tracking your weight and you really haven't been using it, probably because you're not really exercising or eating well, then you simply stop paying attention to the program. Just like in my long years of experience, if people found themselves not losing weight and they had to show up at a meeting or a group meeting or a counseling session, oh, I can't come this week. Oh, I forgot about it. Oh, I have other things to do. And then, well, I'm not showing up anyway because that your diet is terrible. It's not doing, you know, it's not working for me. You know, not, by the way, I'm not working on the diet. And so, you know, the problem with these apps, and that's, again, a question of, you know, how do we deal with the decreasing hours of daylight and our eating more? How does these apps, you know, get us to really use them?
Well, this is why I wanted to bring Marshall in, because, you know, what I have noticed with what is referred to jokingly as interactivity is it's very passive. It's only good if you're, like, checking numbers, but it doesn't make you get up off your backside. And so I wondered and that's why I wanted to ask Marshall, because I know he does use some of these tracking things.
Okay, good.
I don't use, but you use tracking things on things that don't matter. If you control the app, you control. It's like you control the scoreboard. You can do what you want with the app. It's not like you have an app that's controlled by your doctor. Now, if you had an app that was controlled by your doctor or by a dietitian, and every time you entered something in there, and it shouldn't be entered in there,
like a joker, like you eat something wrong.
They text you and say, no, this is, if you're going to pay the money to do this, this has got to work. And just like if you don't exercise and you don't put your exercise in, so it's got to be interactive with somebody else controlling it, because you, as a person who likes to eat and has gained weight and lost weight and gained weight, if you have control of the app, it does absolutely no good. It's just like if you have a refrigerator at the house and your grandmother locks it because you eat too much and you find a key for it.
you don't run out and say, hey, Grant, here's the key. You just stash
Marshall,
the key.
Is it possible, you think, to develop some kind of interactive program that really nags you, as it were, from your computer? I mean, I have a friend, I was working with him on, we both had our computers together, and all of a sudden there's this buzzing sound from his computer. And he jumps up and starts walking around the room. I said, what's going on? He said, oh, my computer is reminding me that every 55 minutes I have to walk.
Yeah.
And he could have turned it off.
Yes, there are some people who use it more, adroitly than others. There are levels of we
have to wrap up, but I just want to say one thing. This new app called Noom, it tries to change your diet completely, and it's going to be successful for a short period of time, but human nature is human nature. You have to modify your diet. If you change your diet, it's never going to work long time.
You're right. We have to continue talking about this. Too important. Just let it go. Thanks a lot, and have a warm week.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.